Bring daf yudalad amar aleph in mesechlas meilah. We're going to start again from the Mishnah Yigimel on base. In the Mishnah it says, "Akan shivareisha ilon." If you have a nest on a ilon on top of a tree that's hektish, shall hektish leinenim leimarlin. You not only have a nof from the nest, but there is no meilah. Shivashayra. If the nest is on top of a avodah zarah tree, yatiz bekana. You bang the tree with a stick, and you could use the nest falls to the ground. You could use the nest. Hamakdish is achayrish. If you makdish a forest, there's me'ilah on the whole entire forest. So let's see the Gemara. Zot the Gemara on top of your dollar of an hour. Zot the Gemara. Itmar. Avoidas kechavim e avoidas zara shenishtabra me'ilaha. That broke by itself. The loch is that a goy could mevatel avoidas zara. A non-Jew could take avoidas zara and mevatel it and make it into, it's not avoidas zara anymore, and it's mutter bahana. Here we have a case where avoidas zara, it broke by itself. Rav Yechon Amar Asura, it's still Asa Bahana, Rav Shlokosh Amar Mataris, Rav Shlokosh holds that it's Mutter Bahana. What's the Machlek? As the Gemara explains. Rav Yechon Amar Asura, why? The Lebot Levichavim, Lemaisa, the Goy didn't say explicitly that he's being Mavatlet. But Rav Shlokosh holds, no, Rav Shlokosh Amar Mataris, it's Mutter Bahana. Why? Meima Amar, the Goy says to himself, he Gufalei Matzla, can't save itself, it fell apart, it can't save itself, Ledi Matzlali, it's going to save me. And therefore, for sure, he is mevatlet in his heart. For sure, he's mevatlet because he knows the thing is worthless. It couldn't even keep itself. It couldn't even keep itself, upright. That's a shlokashita. That something gets broken by itself. The halach is it's bottle as avodah zara. So shlokashon has a kasha on Rav Yechon from our Mishnah. Eisver shlokashon Rav Yechon on and says our Mishnah can't shavresh ilon a nest on top of a tree shall hektish on top of a tree of hektish ain nen in vain mayalim. There is no hana. But there's no me'ilah. And the Mishnah contrast, Shava Sheira, but by Avodah Zarah tree, Yatiz V'kana. You could shake the tree and let the nest fall off, and the nest is Mutter Bahana. Now the Gemara is assuming, how did the birds make the nest? My lav, it Bamagufa. It broke off some twigs off this tree, this Avodah Zarah tree itself, and made itself a nest. V'katani, and it says in the Mishnah, Yatiz V'kana, that you could knock it down and use it. So he sees Mutter Bahana. Why is it Mutter Bahana? The nest came from a Asheira tree. Why is it Mutter Bahana? It must be. The reason why it's Mutter Bahana is because, the reason why it's Mutter Bahana, even though it's from a Avodah Zarah tree, the reason why it's Mutter Bahana is because it broke. And it's called, Rosh Hashanah means right himself, that I see if it breaks, it's Mutter Bahana. Zadra Allah, here the reason why it's Mutter Bahana by the Asheira tree is because the nest was made out of trees from other places, the icy Eitzim Alma, the birds brought twigs from other trees. So Mara says, if that's the case, then why by a hektish tree can't you have anah from it? It's the whole nest is completely nothing to do with the hektish tree. Yachi amai, shal hektish einenim ve'imayolim, why the hektish tree can't have anah, but there's no milah, should be mutter bahana? So it must be, it must be like me, Ella, it must be talking about Bigduma Bam Lachka. It must be talking about that it was made from the tree itself and it was hektish, the tree was hektish and it grew afterwards. And therefore, it's Asa Bahana because it came from hektish. But there's no Me'ilah v'kasava, ein Me'ilah v'gedulim, there's no Me'ilah v'gedulim. So Shlokos saying, you have a raya because if hektish has to be talking about that it came from a tree itself, because if not, why is it Asa Bahana? So it must be that Asheri tree is also like that, and you see it's Mutter. And you can bring even more raya from a Asheri tree alone that it must be that the twigs came from the tree itself. Why? Because if it came from other twigs, not from this tree itself, why do you have to knock it down with a stick? Why can't you climb up and get it? Go up and get it. So Elamai, the reason why you can't do it is that since it looks exactly like the Asheri tree because it came from those branches from the Asheri tree, so we're scared if you go up and take the nest off by hand, you might take off part of the Asheri tree as well. And that's Asa Bahana. So therefore he said to bang it with a stick. But if it was Asim Alma, if the nest came from other trees, it would be very recognizable that it's not from here. And I won't have a problem taking it off. I won't by mistake take the Asheri tree alone. So therefore, Shlokas says, it's a clear riot to me. First of all, from the case itself and from Hektish, that we're talking about that the twigs came from this tree itself. So it's really a kasha of Yechon. So Gemara answers, Yechon's an answer to himself. Amar Rav Avohu, Amar Rav Yechon. Loi lo'am da'isi ma'amah. The tree, the nest really came from other trees. And that's why by Hektish, that's why there's no Me'ilah, because it came from other places. And by a share of a tree also, it's mutter, not because it's broke by itself. Because it's mutter is because it came from other places. Umayat is, and the question was, why can they climb up and get it? So Mara says, Yat is by Afreichim. It means over here, he holds that you can't climb up any time to go get it. You can't climb any time. Because you can't have hana from the kan, because the way Taisus learns the Mara's Tarot says, the Mara's saying it's also talking about it came from outside the nest. But even if you talk about the nest came from a tree itself, he still has a way to explain the Mishnah. Because he says the Asherah tree, of course, is Aser, and the nest from Asherah tree is Aser. And Yatiz Bekana means you chase the bird out there and get the bird. And since the bird is Mutabanat, for sure. And therefore, we could say that you could take a bird down, and that's what you have to do. You take the bird down. Now, let's just deal with a few different little questions here. Question number one is, why can't you climb up and get it? Go get, let's see, even if it's the bird itself, go up and get the bird itself. So Taisus explains the reason is because the Chacham worried if you climb up this tree, if you go up and get it by hand, you might climb up the tree. And climbing up the tree is Hana. That's called Hana, and that's also, you're not like climb up a tree. That's one pshat. And another pshat is that's the pshat, that you might climb up the tree. So if you go to that pshat, let's just explain again like this. He's saying really we're talking about it, either twigs came from there itself or came from somewhere else. But we're talking about the birds. And you can't have enough of my cherry tree no matter what, even if it's a nest, even if it breaks. And here we're talking about taking the bird itself down. And the reason why they said to use a stick is because we're scared and climb up that cherry tree to get the birds, and that will be a constitute ano. That's a Viechan's Taras of the Kasha. And by Hektish, also you're talking about either one. And by Hektish, the reason why it's mutter is because it's gedulim, that's why. And the birds are always mutter because even if the nest is part of Hektish tree, but the birds are still mutter. And by Hektish, let's explain Hektish better. According to Rav Yechanan, by Hektish, the reason why you have to get the bird and not the nest, because the nest also is Asi Bahana. The question was if it's even Asi Ma'alma, so why is the nest Asi Bahana? So the Taisus explains, because it's a gzeira Otu, if the nest comes from the tree itself of Hektish, that even though it's no Me'ila, because it's only Gedulim, but there is Issa Hana. So therefore it's Asa Bahana. So Baram Rav Yechanan is answering that the Yatis means the Afreichim itself, and by Hektish also means Hakan Shavresh Ilan Shal Hektish, means the bird inside the Khan. That's Mutter, that's no Me'ila. Loinenim Loimoyalin is the ratio of the Mishnah says Khan Shavresh Ilan Shahakas Loinenim Loimoyalin is talking about the nest. The nest, you now have Anah, but there's no Me'ila. Even if it's Asi Ma'alma, it's still Asi Ba'ana, it's a Gzeira, and even if it's from the tree, it's no Me'ila because it's Gedulim. And the case of Asherah is, the Yatiz Bekana means only the bird. So that's clear. The Hekesh means to talk about the nest, and by Asherah, it's talking about the bird. That's how Rabbi Yechanan learns. Now Gemara ends off just explaining different dinim about birds that found on a Hekesh tree, or Asherah tree. Omer Rabbi Yaakov al-Yimya, Efreichim kan v'kan, the birds that's in the nest on a Hektish tree or on a Asherah tree, the birds are mutarim, the birds are mutter. But the beitzim, if it's eggs, they're both kan v'kan asurim. They're both asur. What's the reason why they're asur? Because since they need the tree, because they can't fly, they have to sit there, they need the tree, so they consider like part of the tree, at least in the dry bottom, they consider like part of the tree. And therefore, since the tree is also Bahana als Hektish or als Asherah, als Avodah Zarah, so therefore, the Beitzim, the eggs, are also Asa Bahana. So birds are Mutta Bahana and Beitzim are Asa Bahana. Amar Rav Ashi, in my Freichim Shichel Imad, if it's type of little chicks that don't fly yet and they need the mother, then Kibbeitzim Dami, they're also Asa Bahana because they're similar to Beitzim, that they need a tree, and therefore they are Asa Bahana. Sok the Mishnah Vaita. Hagizbarim shelachu eitzim. Gizbarim went ahead and bought wood, you know, from a forest. They bought wood, you know, chulim wood. But now they bought it with hektish money. The halacha is ma'alim be'eitzim. There's me'ila in the wood. When he smoothes out the wood to make it into beams, so the little sawdust that falls off it, little pieces of wood that fall off, there's no issa hana on that. And also any leaves that fall off these branches, these logs, there is no issa hana on those things. And the reason is, the Mepharshim explain, is because the gizbar only means to buy with hekesh money the wood that is used for building. For all the sawdust and the things that fall off, he never had a mind to be makdish that. So the Gemara Vayta, Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says halacha. When you build something in the Beis HaMikdash, what you do is you build it out of a chulin, and afterwards you makdish it. And we'll see there's two reasons. One reason, now we'll see a little reason a little further on in the Gemara, Amar Beis. But he says when you build, let's say you want to build a room in the Beis HaMikdash, they built it first with chulin, and then afterwards they were makdish it. Now what's the reason? My time. What's the reason they did this? So Amara explains that what they did was they first left the chulin and they didn't pay for it yet. Why not? Because mandem esnadav moyes makdash lu. Because the money in the Beis HaMikdash is already kaddish. Anyone who donates money to Beit HaKabayis, it's kaddish already. The Amar teichel kedushas, and then you say teichel kedushas moyes abinyan v'yavol umam mischaron. I want to explain this outside. Like this, you have money in Hekdesh, and we hold that you can't be mechal money onto melacha. So you owe the money to the carpenters and the artisans, you owe them money. You can't transfer Kedusha from the money onto their work, the umnum's work. You can't transfer that. You can't transfer Kedusha. You look at transfer on something like a stones. So what they do is, they have Bedek Abayis money, and the stones are not kaddish yet, so they transfer the kedusha from the money onto the stones, and now you land up having money that's chulin, and you take that money and you pay the umnim, you pay the artisans with that money. So let's read it inside again. The Mara says the reason why they bain the bechal is because manastav mois is magashtu. Normally the place by the gavai is magashtu. Va'amar he says teich kedusha mois binyan. And what they do is now they say that the kedusha of the moyes should transfer onto the binyan, and then they take that money and they now turn it to chulin. They give it to the umnun, they give it to the carpenters and artisans for their salary.